We dedicate today's shir on Likutei Moran, Le'ilui Nishmas Risha Bashia Bas Reb Baruch, whose yahrzeit is on the 18th of Adar, and Reb Chaim Meir Bereb Moshe, whose yahrzeit is on the 17th of Adar. We were speaking about Shabbos. We were speaking also about about medicines, cures, healing. We spoke about Machloikis. We spoke about the month of May, when medicines are most effective. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Veda she'ikar kvoid Shabbos hi ho'achila. You should know that one of the most important forms of respect for Shabbos is the special eating on Shabbos. K'moy she'kosuv, as it says in the Torah, ichluhu hayoim, eat it today. This is referring to when the Jews were getting the man in the Midbar. Ki achilas Shabbos yekoro mo'id. Because the eating, the three meals that we eat on Shabbos and the special foods that we eat on Shabbos is very precious, very important. Ki hu kuloi elikus, kuloi kodesh, because it is entirely spiritual, it's entirely holy. Ukimavur, as was discussed previously in chapter 57 in Likutei Moran. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that during the weekdays, if a person eats to excess, a person eats more than they need, then that excess goes to nourish the klipos, the forces of tumah. Whereas on Shabbos, if a person eats a little bit more than necessary, because of Shabbos, the food does not go to any tumah, to any impurity whatsoever. It all goes to positive spirituality. V'al kein, and therefore, mitzvah gedoylo laharbois besuda Shabbos. It's a major mitzvah for a person to have more to eat on Shabbos, that the meals should be plentiful. There should be more of a variety than during the week, more of a selection, better foods. V'hu tikun lechilul Shabbos. And this actually repairs any desecration of Shabbos that the person might have committed. Kimichilul Shabbos efsheli zoher, because Rabbeinu Zal says it's impossible to avoid desecrating Shabbos. Ki bekal efsheli hikoshel bechilul Shabbos chas v'shalom, because it's very easy for a person to be guilty of desecrating Shabbos, of making a mistake. The laws are so many, the laws of Shabbos, and many of them are complicated. V'hatikun, and therefore the repair, the rectification of it is, al yedei ho'achilo shel Shabbos, is accomplished by the special eating on Shabbos. By a person making more of an issue during the weekdays, it's brought in Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Chasidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, that less is more. The less a person can eat during the 6 days of the week, and the less of an issue that a person makes about the food. Doesn't matter what I have. If I have this, I have that. If it's more tasty, less tasty. Not an issue during the 6 days of the week. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to shopping for Shabbos, when it comes to food preparation, every iota of effort and expense that's involved in preparing the food of Shabbos, and the effort that's involved in eating the food of Shabbos, is all very beneficial to the person's soul, to the person's coming close to Hashem. Ki chilul Shabbos hu bechinas cholol. Because the desecration of Shabbos, the term chilul, which means to desecrate, is also associated with the word cholol, which means a corpse. Bechinas histalkus, which refers to death. Bechinas ki motzei cholol ba'adamah. As it says in the Torah, if a corpse will be found on the land. Umi shemei soy ishto harishayna. And the Gemara tells us that a person whose first wife passes away, psioisov miskatzrois, that person, the joy goes out of that person's life. And they're no longer walking with a spring, with a jingle. They're taking small steps, implying that the person's not so happy. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, V'Shabbos hi bechinas ishtoi rishoina. Shabbos is compared to a person's first wife. As the Gemara says, She'omro Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the day of Shabbos came before Hashem and said, Lakol nosato ben zug, for all the other days you gave a partner. Veli loinosato, and I don't have a partner. The 6 days of the week are sets, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, each one has a partner. Shabbos is alone, I don't have a partner. Veheshivo Hashem Yisborach, Hashem responded to Shabbos, Shekneses Yisrael hu ben zug shelo, that the Jewish people, they are your mate, they are your partner. Nimtza Shechilul Shabbos, so therefore, so in other words, so the Shabbos is our mate, it's our wife, and therefore desecrating Shabbos, hu bechinas psiois ktsorois, is associated with short steps. Chas v'shalom bechinas psiois of miskatzrois, as it says, when one loses, cholol means corpse, and cholol means lechalel, to desecrate. When a person kills the Shabbos, they desecrate the Shabbos, their steps are shortened. Now Rabbi Nazal says, but there's a question here. V'hine motzinu lehefech, we find the opposite of this. Ki haloy adarabah, just the opposite. Rabbi Seinu Zechon Levrocha, asru lifsoya b'Shabbos psia gasa. Our rabbis teach us that it's forbidden to take large steps on Shabbos. V'tzorech dafka lifsoya b'Shabbos psia ktana. A Jew is required not to run on Shabbos, not to take large steps, unless the only exception to this is if a person is going to do a mitzvah. But normally, Shabbos, a person is supposed to take small steps, to walk in a dignified manner. So we seem to be implying before that the small steps is a represents a desecration of Shabbos. Rabbi Nazal says, Achda, however, Rabbi Nazal is going to explain this now. Ki b'choil, during the 6 days of the week, kishe'oisin mitzvah, when a Jew performs a mitzvah, v'chol mitzvah hi koimo shlema, v'chol mitzvah hi koimo shlema, each and every mitzvah is a complete structure. It's like a human being from head to toe. Yesh mekoimois shehasitrach royoy nekes mihem, and there are parts of this structure from which the sitrachra, the forces of evil, is able to draw nourishment and energy from. Vehein horaglin shel hamitzvah. And that is the feet of the mitzvah, the lower part of the mitzvah. Shemishom yenikas hasitrachra. That's where the other side, the sitrachra, draws power from. Bebechinois, as it says in a pasuk in Mishlei, ragleho yordois mavis. Her feet descend into death, referring to the feet of kiddusha, the feet of a mitzvah, kaviachol, as if to say. Ubeshabbos, oilin horaglin minaklipois. We know that Shabbos is a time when the feet are taken out from the klipois, from the tumah. Bibichinas, as it says, imtoshiv mi Shabbos raglecho. If you turn your feet back from Shabbos, you return, you restore your feet to the proper place. Shebeshabbos meishivin horaglin shel mitzvah el hakedusha. On Shabbos, we return and restore the feet of the mitzvah back into the arena of holiness. Vazai mascheles leilech lefnei Hashem isborach. And now, once the mitzvah has feet, it can walk before Hashem very proudly. And now Rabbi Nazal is going to discuss learning how to walk. When a person first starts walking, when a child first starts walking, or a person who chas v'shalom was disabled, and we're going to see how this pertains to the mitzvah starting to walk on Shabbos. V'hinei bevadai b'tchilas ha'halicha eino yecholo la'asois derech kivusha. Rabbi Nazal says, certainly, when a mitzvah first starts walking, it cannot make a well-trodden path. Rakuadayin shvil dakik. But rather, when it starts walking, it's starting to make a path, so it makes a very thin trail. Pa'ame horaglin, the footsteps of the mitzvah, kaviachol, as the mitzvah is starting to walk before Hashem on Shabbos. Achu kemoshel hatinoik. This could be compared to a small child. When the child first starts walking, when the child first begins, the child cannot walk properly and well. It stumbles, even though the parents are holding on to it. Machmas Goidel Ahavosoi Vishashua Vimbnoi. However, the father of this child, because of his great love and delight that he has with this small child, who oise mi paame raglov derech, the father makes the child's footsteps into a path. Look, he's starting to walk. Look, the baby's starting to walk. K'moishan Royan, as we see, k'shatinoik oise eze dover koton, when a small child, when a baby, does any slight intelligent thing, oimedaber eze dibor, or says, makes a sound, says something that resembles a word, af she'enoi chochmo klal, even though this is not really a display of intellect or intelligence, im kol ze, despite that, machmas ahavas ha'ov v'shashuav mizeh, because of the love that the father has and the delight that he gets from this baby, hu mechavev hadovor, he holds this very precious, umagdiloi umarchivoi, and he lengthens it and widens it. He makes a big deal out of it. Wow, look, he's starting to talk. Did you hear what he said? Or look at that, he's starting to move. He's picking things up. Va'oisam yizeh dover godol, and the father makes a big deal out of it. Kemoikein, similarly, Hashem Yisborach, kisha ha-mitzvah mascheles leilech, Hashem, on Shabbos, when our mitzvahs, which during the 6 days of the week, they didn't really have feet, they couldn't walk before Hashem. Now on Shabbos, when they're starting to walk before Hashem, oy kisha odom oise eze derech chodosh l'Hashem Yisborach, or when a person creates a new path leading to Hashem, when a tzaddik reveals a new path, a new method of learning, a new sefer is introduced into the world, af shebetchila hu shvil dakuk, even though it starts out being a very small trail, a thin path, im kol ze, despite that, machmas goydel shashuav yisborach mizeh, because Hashem gets such pleasure from this, hu oise mipame raglov derech kivusha, Hashem turns those small footsteps into a well-trodden path, into a highway. Vezeh bechinas, this is what the Pasuk is referring to in Tehillim, chapter 85, when the Pasuk says, Tzedek lefanov yehalech, Tzedek walks before him. What is Tzedek? Tzedek hainu hamitzvois. The term tzedek could refer to the mitzvahs that we perform. K'moshe Kosuv, as it says in Tehillim, chapter 119, Kol mitzvoisecha tzedek. All of your mitzvahs are righteousness. So we see mitzvahs are called tzedek. And tzedek lefon of Yahalich, the mitzvah walks before Hashem. When the mitzvah starts walking before Hashem, azai ve'yosem lederech pa'omov. Hashem turns the footsteps. Pa'omov means footsteps. Hashem turns them into a derech, into a real road. Shehu yisporech oise derech kivusha mipame horaglin. Shehem rak shvil dakik. Hashem makes a real solid path, a road, out of those footsteps, those small footsteps, what was originally a thin, thin little trail. Umachma shashuav, and because of the great delight and pleasure that Hashem has from this, humesim lederech rochov v'chovush es pa'omov shem rak shvil daki kanal. Hashem converts into a real, wide, well-trodden path these small little baby steps that were being taken, this thin little trail that we mentioned before. V'chol ze nase al yedei achila Shabbos. And all of this is accomplished through the eating on Shabbos. Shemisho mekablin koyach haraglin. That's where the feet receive their strength from. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, duk b'chaki v'sishkach b'raglin. Eat well, and it'll be noticeable in your feet. You'll be walking much stronger and better, more firmly. Shalidei ho'achila mekablin horaglin koyach. Through eating, the feet receive energy and strength. Vazai nase mipame horaglin shem rak shvil dakik psiois ktanois nase mihem derech kvusha. And then, from what originally was those small little steps, those that faint path, becomes a very well-trodden route. V'zeh bechinas, and this is what we refer to in the Zmirais, the song that we sing on Friday night when we say Poisim boi psioktano. On this day, on Shabbos, we take small steps. Soyadim boi, we eat three meals, not because we're necessarily so hungry, but rather levarech sholesh pa'amim, to give forth blessing three times. Hainu, what this means is shebeshabbos poisim psioktana, that on Shabbos we take small steps. V'hu tamua, but this seems to be questionable. What are you talking about? Shabbos is my first wife, and if I have my first wife, then I should be walking strong. V'hu tamua l'chayr, it seems to be questionable. Kaloi adara, but just the opposite. Mishe meso ishtoi rishoino. We learned earlier that a person whose first wife dies, psiois of miskatzrois, his steps become shortened. V'shabbos hu b'chinas ishtoi harishoino, whereas Shabbos is my first wife. V'hoyoroi shiyaboy psiois gedoilois surachavois. So it would seem to make sense that on Shabbos we're taking bigger steps and stronger steps, wider steps. Ah, however, the answer is in the Zmirois. Soyadim boy levorech. The answer is that the Suda is Hainu Sho'ichlin Sudas Shabbos. We eat the special three Shabbos meals, Vaideze Be'emes Nistaknin Hapsiois Ktanois. And that improves and repairs and builds up the small steps. V'nisrachvin, they become widened. V'nasemehem derech kivusha, and they become a very well-trodden path. B'bechinas v'yoseim lederech pa'omov, as we saw earlier. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei achila Shabbos, nistakein chilul Shabbos. Therefore, through the eating on Shabbos, it repairs, it corrects the desecration of Shabbos, the corpse, that which during the 6 days of a week was a corpse, it couldn't walk, it had no feet. Shehu bechinas psias ktsaris kanal. The small steps are being repaired on Shabbos. When it says poisim by psioktana, ki al yidei achila Shabbos, nasem ypsias ktsaris rechavois. Because it's through the eating of the three meals on Shabbos, that's what's going to improve and repair and correct the steps, those small steps, and make them rechavos, wide, v'nase mehem derech kvusha, and becomes a very well-trodden path. So that the reason we're taking the small steps is not because we can't take bigger steps, but rather to show that Shabbos is the time of repairing the small steps, repairing the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that we perform during the week, which didn't have feet, through the three meals of Shabbos. As we go on throughout the Shabbos, we're going to be repairing, we're going to be improving the raglin, elevating the raglin. Now, while we're on the topic of the raglin, the feet, Rabbeinu Zal adds an additional note. We know that Rabbeinu Zal, the last years of his life, he suffered from tuberculosis, which is a lung disease, where the person coughs a lot and they cough off blood. Rabbeinu Zal says, regel hu refua lohoreya, that the feet, eating the feet, is a cure for the lungs, kayadua lechachmei horefuos, as is known by the doctors, those that practice medicine. We know that on Shabbos, there are some chassidim who have a custom to eat something that's called p'cha. In Yiddish it's called p'cha, in Hebrew it's called regel, or there's another term for it, maybe I'll remember. It's a gel that's formed from cooking the feet of the animal, a thick gel which hardens, and it's spiced up, and it's considered to be a delicacy in many places. So Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rabbeinu Zal said this Torah on Shmini Atzeres, which I believe came out on Shabbos. And Rav Aaron Zal, who was the Rav of the city of Breslov, who was a close student of Rabbeinu Zal, he came in while Rabbeinu Zal was giving the shir, and he brought with him a portion of p'cha, of this regel of that he had been given. As the rabbi of the city, someone had brought him two portions of this p'cha, this delicacy, and he made sure he wanted to bring one to his rabbi, to Rabbeinu Zal. So Rabbeinu Zal, whose lungs were suffering from this tuberculosis, he included this into the shir. If you recall, we spoke earlier in the Torah about healing, about the month of Iyar, May, when the whole healing process takes place. So Rabbein Azal spoke about refuos in this Torah. He spoke about the medicinal power, the energy going into these foods and into these herbs to provide healing. So here again, regarding this special food, a special food that people generally do not eat during the 6 days of the week. It's something that's reserved only for Shabbos. Those stores that make it and women that prepare it, prepare only for Shabbos. Rabbein Azal said, this is a refuah. Now Rabbein Azal added another point that's related to something we had in the beginning of this Torah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where Dovid HaMelech says, Oyoli, woe is to me, ki garti meshech, because I lived in meshech. Here he's referring not only to himself, but he's referring also to Klal Yisrael, when we were in a state of exile, living among the other nations. King David, when he was davening, would think about the fact, shemitztayer, that he was suffering, al shehoyo misyore meyirois hanefulois. He was suffering, he felt terrible from the fact that he succumbed to fallen fears, to being afraid of things that a person should not be afraid of. We know that a Jew is supposed to be afraid of Hashem, afraid of the Torah, afraid of holy places. When we say afraid, we mean to have a very serious degree of respect, a type of respect that goes together with fear and awe, that I know I have to behave in a certain very respectful way in the presence of Hashem, in a holy place, whatever it is. That's Yira Dikdusha. Yirois Nefulois is misdirected fears. When a person is afraid of animals, people that are afraid of heights, people that have all kinds of phobias and anxiety and stress regarding Parnosa, regarding other issues, that's called Yirois Nefulois. Sheheim Boim Mishach Dinim. These Yirois Nefulois come from the 320 portions of Din. We know that there are 10 Midos of Hashem, 10 Sphirois, and the Sphirois are divided on a certain level into 5 and 5. 5 Chasodim, 5 Gvurois. 5 that lean towards kindness, the right side, and 5 that lean towards the left side, which is Gvurois, Din. Corresponding to these 5 gvurois, the word din, dalid yud nun in Hebrew, is bigematria 64. 64 times 5, 5 measures of din, is 320. And this term is used throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, throughout the Arizal. It speaks about the shach dinim, the 320 portions of din, of judgment. So here, Dovid HaMelech says, Oyoli, woe is to me, ki garti meshech. It's pronounced meshech, but it's mishach. I was afraid of the yirois nefulois that come from the shach dinim, from these 320 portions of din. Vezeh garti meshech. And now Rabbein Azal adds another point. Tomor, we spoke in the beginning of this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal spoke about the date palm, the tamar. And Rabbein Azal said that there's a tamar of Kedusha. There's a tamar in Kedusha. Tzadik katamar yifrach. And there's a tamar of the sitrachra. Rabbein Azal spoke about chametz and seor. That it says that the shear of chametz and seor is bekoiseves. A koiseves is a date. That's the chametz and seor represent midas hadin, the left side. So Rabbein Azal says now, Tomor hu gam kein shtei pa'amim shach kamuva. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the word Tomor is bigematria 2 times shach, referring to 2 sets of midas hadin, 2 sets. So again, Rabbein Azal included this. He discussed these topics in the Torah. He added a couple of points from the Arizal, from the Sifrei Kabbalah on this. Interestingly, we had the word rea before, which means the lungs. Yira The word Yira, which means fear, is the same exact letters as the word Reya. So here Rabbeinu is speaking about Yira Digdusha, the right type of fear versus the wrong type of fear. And he spoke earlier about the Regel, the Raglin, how that's a tikkun for the Reya, that's a refuah for the Reya. All of these things are connected. In the Likut Imran itself, these things are not that clear. In Likut Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal has clarity. He has an elaborate halacha on this Torah that makes things clearer. But for now, I hope this will suffice. Any questions? Okay, we continue. The next chapter, Torah Reish Ayin Ches, chapter 278. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, She'al Chalif Toiv, the term Chalif refers to a knife that's used by a Shochet to slaughter animals. So Rabbeinu Zal says, if a Shochet has a good Chalif, a knife that's really flawless, it doesn't have any nicks in it, it doesn't have any problem with it, Yecholin lirois kol hakelim shel habeis hamikdash eze ponim yesh lahem. The person will be able to see the vessels, the kelim of the beis hamikdash, and to be able to see what form they take on, to see exactly how they look. Vezeh shekosuv kishomar Yitzhok leisov. With this we can understand, the Torah tells us that when Yitzchak Avinu was about to pass away, he called his son Esav and he told him that my life is coming to an end and I'd like to bless you before I pass away, so go out and bring me food, slaughter an animal so that I'll have what to eat, so I'll be able to give you a bracha. So the Medrash says that Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav, "Sheyivdoik hasakin veyishchat yofe," that Esav should check the knife carefully and shecht properly. Sono keilecha, and the wording that Yitzchak Avinu used was, "Lift up, take your utensils, your tools, meaning your knife, your sword, your bow and arrow." Rabbeinu Zal says, "Romaz al kelim shel beis hamikdash." By using this term kelecha, your kelim, Yitzchak Avinu was alluding to the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, sheheim nirin al sakin yofe, that they can be seen on a good knife, a knife that's really kosher for shechita. V'chein isa b'medrash, and we find also in the medrash, shekelecha remez al kelim shel Beis Hamikdash, that the term kelecha alludes to the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. K'moshom Rusham, as it says in the Medrash over there, kelecho ze bovel, that the term kelecho, that this was alluding to the exiles that Esav and all of his cohorts would cause to Bnei Yisrael, and kelecho refers to the exile of Bovel, Shenemar, where the Torah tells us about Bovel, ves hakelim hevi beis oitzar elikov, that the general that was sent to by Nebuchadnezzar to destroy Yerushalayim, to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, he took the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash and he brought them back to Rome. The menorah, the other kelim. This is why those that visit Rome know that there's the Arch of Triumph, it's called, where there's an engravement there. You're able to see that's an engravement of Titus carrying the menorah and his soldiers, carrying the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, taking it into Rome, bringing it into their storehouses. We know that Rome are descendants of Esav. Nimtzo shekelecho merames al kelim shel Beis Hamikdash. So the term kelecho is merames to the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. There are a few places where Rav Nosson Zal speaks in Yoredei about shechita, and he says that the knife of the shochet is compared to a cherev, a sword. And a cherev is associated with malchus, with tefillah. The pasuk says, Roime moiskel begroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, v'cherev pifiois biyodam, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hand. So the cherev is associated with tefillah, which is a concept of malchus. The chalif, the knife of the shochet, is compared to this sword, this cherev. And the concept of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, we know that the Beis Hamikdash represents das, sechel, the light of the sun. The Gemara says anyone who has true das It's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built during his time. And we know that the Malchus reflects the light of the sun. It reflects the light of Das. So this Cherev, which represents Malchus, reflects the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, which represent the light of the sun in comparison. Just like a student and a rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun, Yehoshua is compared to the moon. The Gemara says when you look at a student, you can see who the rabbi is. The student is a reflection of the rabbi. So here again, the knife, this chalif, which represents the malchus, the moon, is a reflection of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds another point. Bekanoi es kinosi. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, performed such an incredible act of loyalty for Hashem that he killed Zimri ben Soloi and Cosby Basur, who were causing such an incredible chilul Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's honor, that Hashem said, Bekanoi es kinosi. When Pinchas showed a jealousy for my jealousy, an envy for my envy, he received Hashem's blessing of Shalom, Brisi Shalom. Rabbeinu Zal says now, this term, Bekanoi es kinosi, Bechinas hatzadik, this refers to the highest level tzadik, She'enoi mekane shum tzadik, who doesn't have to be jealous or envious of any other tzadik, because he's above all of it. Loi boilam azeh, for loi boilam abo. Not in this world, and not in the next world. Rak oisoi levad yisborach. The only one whom this tzaddik is envious of is Hashem himself. Kaviyochol. Rab Nachman Burstein, Zechon Yavarach, once said that Anshe Shlomenu, the Breslover, said that when Rab Nosson Zal heard this shir, where Rabbeinu Zal set it on the knife of a sheichet, you can see the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, this was such a chiddush to him, so incredible to him, that he made this statement, Rabbeinu Zal, you have no one, you have only Hashem, you have only Hashem to look up to. And that's when Rabbeinu Zal aired at this point that Bekanoi es kinosi. There is such a statement in the Torah, there's a remez to this in the Torah, that there's a tzaddik who has nothing to envy from other tzaddikim, only from Hashem himself, kaviyochel. We know that the Zohar Kodesh says that at one point in the Zohar Kodesh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai heard his name being called without the title Rabbi, just the name Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon said, I know that that's not any Tana, that's not a Malach, that must be, it's only Hashem himself who would refer to me in that way. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. And we know the Baal Shem Tov, the Degel Machne Ephraim, who is a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, once was said, he was sitting on his grandfather's lap, and his grandfather was in a room with his Talmidim, and he was saying Torah, and at one point he paused, the Baal Shem Tov paused, and he said, there's a person in this room who's saying Torah, loy mi pi malach, v'loy mi pi sorof, elo mi pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmoy. This person didn't receive his Torah not via any angel, not even via the highest level angels, the Srafim, only directly from Hashem, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmoy. And the Baal Shem Tov said, and that person is in danger every moment of falling into the Nukva D'Toyin Araba, of falling into the abyss, meaning that he also has tests and is in danger every moment of Chas V'Shalom making a wrong choice. But we see, we know that there are different levels, there are levels and levels of tzaddikim. Interesting, nothing is coincidental. Today I need to cut the shiur short because of the fact that a very close friend of mine's son is getting married in about an hour, a little more than an hour, in the city of Beitar. This person who's making the wedding, whose son is getting married, is the only friend that I have who is a shochet. He travels to Uruguay and Paraguay and other places to shecht animals that are imported that are brought to Eretz Yisrael and other places in the world. Nothing is coincidence that we're speaking here about this, the chalif, the knife that a shochet uses. We should be zeichu, all of us, to make simchas, to celebrate happy occasions. Tonight in Eretz Yisrael and tonight all over the world is going to be Tainus Esther. We're starting 3 days, Tainus Esther and Purim and Shushan Purim, 72 hours, a set, a complete set of holiness. We know that Esther Amalka told Mordechai when she was about to go before Ahasuerus the final time, she said fast, she declared a three-day fast. And the Sfarim tell us that 3 days is 72 hours, 72 is chesed. The concept of a three-day unit has the power to arouse the kindness of Hashem and to sweeten all harsh judgments. We pray to Hashem that the zchus of the Torah and the tefillah and the mitzvahs that everybody does, and especially with Hashem's kindness, Hashem should put an end to all the suffering, all the judgments, all the dinim, and show us His true chesed, His true kindness, with the coming of Mashiach, with the geula shlema, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.